Well, an absolute legend in the world of sports journalism died over the weekend at the age of 78, the great Frank DeFord, of course, with Sports Illustrated for so many years. He was the man behind The National when that started, I think back in the early 90s. Of course, a long time on NPR, offering his commentaries there. And for many years, Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. Just a few years ago, we had a chance to talk with Frank DeFord here on Downtown. We thought we'd play a bit of our conversation in his memory this afternoon. We asked Frank, among other things, about the increase in the coverage of sports and whether more was necessarily better for fans.
Number one, no, more is not necessarily better. And there's almost too much coverage. But I don't think it's diminished the fan business. I mean, I go back to a point where people were afraid, people who own ball clubs were afraid to put the games on television because they said nobody will come and watch them. And, of course, it's turned out to be, you know, pay to watch them. And it's turned out to be exactly the opposite, that watching the game on television has made you want to go out there and experience it. Attendance has gone up in just, you know, virtually every sport. And I think that's the more you read about something that you like, the more involved you get. So that also doesn't mean there isn't a downside. There's a lot of garbage being written, and that's unfortunate. But I'm afraid that goes with the territory.
You've met with so many giants of sport through the years, Ali, Will Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Billie Jean King. What do you enjoy more, getting to know those people as real people, or the opportunity that we see so often, especially in real sports, to talk with people who will never be famous?
That's a good question, and I'm not so sure there's an answer. I think that one of the things that has kept me in this business so long is that I haven't, you know, hewed one line. And I've been fascinated through the years meeting, you know, the great stars and trying to divine who they are and figure them out and then write about it. And on the other hand, I love the simple storytelling that comes from what I've done in the past for Sports Illustrated and what I do now occasionally for Real Sports. Just telling good stories. You know, it's like, which one of your children do you like better? Mm. You know, I love doing them both.
We're talking with Frank DeFord. The new book is entitled Over Time, My Life as a Sports Writer. Wonderful recollections of your lengthy career, and especially moving, reading about your friendship with Arthur Ashe. Why isn't he considered a larger historical figure?
Well, I think at the time that Arthur died, and it's been now almost 20 years, he did have that historical significance. But I think that time has moved on, and Arthur, I mean, how many people can remember that he broke the color line in South Africa?
Mm.
I mean, we've had Nelson Mandela as the president, and no one, even very few people know, you know, what apartheid was and the things that Arthur did. I think it's also true that there were a lot of athletes, black athletes, in the 1960s and 70s, who were very gutsy and really pioneers. But we remember Bill Russell and Jim Brown specifically for the fact that they got rebounds and scored touchdowns. And we've forgotten, I mean, just using them as an example, what they were also doing on the side. And maybe that's a tribute to them, that time has gone on, and the things that they fought for, the things that Arthur fought for, in many ways, have been recognized and fulfilled.
Recently on NPR, you talked about the fact that, in your view, doping in any of its various forms might be the most insidious thing that an athlete can do. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, because it hurts the sport. I mean, let's take the other example. Let's take someone like Pete Rose. Yeah, Rose broke the rules, but he didn't hurt the sport. He broke the rules, okay, but he didn't hurt the sport. Anybody who dopes damages the whole game. It infuriates me, for example, that when Melky Cabrera recently was caught, that none of the giants came out. Nobody came out and said, what a bad guy. They just said, gee, I'm surprised. I had no idea. And to me, that's like catching somebody, you know, in your office stealing, you know, from your wallet.
Mm.
And just saying, gee, I had no idea that that guy would steal. Well, that's where doping hurts, because it changes the whole game. It tilts the whole game. And that's why, you know, it's so bad. Athletes do a lot of bad things. But doping is not fair. It's not just immoral. It's not fair. I'm so surprised that athletes don't take a stronger stand against the guys who are bad guys.
You've met so many great athletes, but also along the way, figures from other parts of the world. And I'm fascinated to read about your meeting. Can you talk a little bit about Colonel Harlan Sanders and how that took place?
I just met the Colonel one time. And Colonel and I were having breakfast together or next to each other in Chicago, in a hotel in Chicago. And this is when he was at the height of his powers. And everybody knew the Colonel. You know, he was on every, I guess he still is on every tub of Kentucky Fried Chicken called KFC now. But, and the Colonel, when he left, when he stood up to leave after breakfast, and the Colonel said, "Son, I want to tell you the most important advice I've ever, you know, I can give you in my life." And, you know, he looked like God, right? I mean, if God is a person, and, you know, he looks like Colonel Sanders. And so I'm standing there flabbergasted or sitting there, and he says, "If you want people to listen to you," I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Wear a white suit." And then he was gone.
That is the great Frank DeFord. Our conversation with him from a few years ago here on Downtown is that we remember the passing of a legend, Frank DeFord, at the age of 78.